So I am very pleased to be joined on the line by Canadian professional golfer. He's a pro at Predator Ridge Golf Resort. Richard Zokel joins us. Richard, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you, Mark.
Yes, we're going to talk Canadian Open as well as a touch of PGA Championships. But Jonathan Vegas takes home the RBC Canadian Open, one of the best names in not just golf, but in all of sports. Where did he really come from here, Richard? It seemed like Luke List was near the top of this list, Dustin Johnson. What did you make of Vegas' final round?
Well, you know, he got a little fortunate. Well, first of all, let's back up a little bit. Johnny Vegas, that slides off the tongue.
It does,
yes. Easier, doesn't it?
It does.
He won a couple a few years ago. He had a breakthrough in that tournament in the PGA event in Palm Springs, the Challengers Builder, I think it is called now. He won it a few years back, kind of came out of his rookie year and surprised everyone with that PGA Tour win. And then he kind of got lost for a few years, and he literally lost his exempt status out there, and he was in that position where he had to, didn't have a full-time job on the PGA Tour. So this is a very huge win for him. It's his second win on the PGA Tour, and, he got a little lucky. I think Steve Wheatcroft should have been the winner, but blowing a shot on the last three holes knocked him out of the lead.
One of my favorite stories to follow all weekend long was the amateur Jared Dutoit. It was really fun to follow throughout the entire duration of the tournament. Richard, what did you make of the young Dutoit's play so far this tournament, and is it clearly only onward and upward for him?
Well, you know, it's first of all, you just got to focus in on what he did last week, which was quite remarkable. I think that when you're, I've never heard of Jared Dutoit prior to last week, and, sometimes... when you just go out there and play, things can go well. It obviously did go well for him. He's a young man who's just finished his third year of university at Arizona State, and he's been around some good players. Now, keep in mind, John Rahm, who finished second in the Canadian Open, who just turned pro about a month ago, Jared played with him at Arizona State. So when he watches John Rahm go out there and play, and he's beaten him before, it adds to his belief system, and it's kind of like hockey players. When you rub shoulders up against whomever, Wayne Gretzky, so to speak, some of that magic rubs off you. Some of that belief system rubs off on you, and they're able to kind of break new levels. And he's going to go back to school. He's going to finish up his senior year, and then I'm sure all the agents are knocking on his door now because he's a household name in Canadian golf as of today.
We're joined by Richard Zokel, Canadian professional golfer, wrapping up the RBC Canadian Open, also taking a look ahead at the PGA Championship. We talked about Jared Dutoit. It's very refreshing to see kind of a new generation of golfers come up through this country. We have Dutoit on the men's side. We have Brooke Henderson on the ladies' side. From your point of view, Richard, you've obviously been around a long time. How refreshing is it to see some young faces now taking up the mantle of golf in Canada?
It's always good. It's kind of like a hard, they're hard shoes to fill because I think all Canadians that play on the PGA Tour are kind of outliers on themselves. It's very difficult. I wish we had the same culture in golf in Canada as we do in hockey because. We have so many great hockey players that are sprinkled all through Canada, and they make a tremendous impact on their local communities with young kids, and it really allows them to believe and develop their belief system that they can do it too. So when we see a Brooke Henderson pop out, who, quite frankly, I believe she's going to be the face of the LPGA in short order. They're hungry for someone who has a bright, innocent and loyal smile as she does. It's really refreshing and to see her game like that. So those things are far and few between, and it's great when they do come about because we're a very proud nation when it comes to our sports, aren't we?
Oh, very proud nation. And a few of those golfers will be heading over to Rio at the upcoming Summer Olympics opening ceremonies in about 12 days' time. Richard, what do you make of Canada's chances to bring home a medal at the upcoming Rio Games?
Well, keep in mind, we're the defending gold medal champion. Last time it was played, 1904.
It's been a while.
George Lyon won. But yes, it's been a little bit of a gap there. I think it's even longer, bigger gap than since the last male won the Canadian Open, obviously, by another 40 years. But I think we have a great chance. I think Brooke Henderson could... could easily, you know, perform well enough to not only medal but win a gold. Also, with on the men's side, I think that and Elena Sharp. Let's not forget about her. She's been playing very well, and I think with her momentum and being led by Brooke, I think she can surprise a lot of people. On the men's side, I think with a lot of the top profile names going by, what's happening is there's an opportunity just sitting there for somebody to perform well. And you know, how would that be to win a gold medal in the Olympics? That would be that's going to be pretty special for the person that does that.
Absolutely. And the opening ceremonies, like I said, in about 11 days from Rio, we were joined by Richard Zolkol, Canadian professional golfer. The PGA Championship has been bumped up to accommodate the upcoming Rio Olympics. It's going to be next weekend. We'll have coverage of the third and final round Saturday and Sunday on TSN 1260. Do you like that they've bumped this up to accommodate the Rio Games, or should you just say the PGA shouldn't have to deal with what the Olympics are doing?
Well, I think everyone in golf, you know, everybody, when it comes to like the PGA of America, the USGA, the PGA Tour, they're all having a significant role in it. Jack Nicklaus has put his shoulder into it, as has Arnold Palmer and Gary Player. And I think this is a good thing to expand golf. It's really unfortunate that, you know, all the top players have pulled out. And I think that, you know, that everyone's accommodating for it. Everyone is wants this to succeed. And in spite of all the challenges down there in Rio, when it comes to health or security or what have you, I think it'll get back on its feet and get into the right place for 2020 in Japan. And let's hope. And as a person in the golf industry, I certainly don't want golf in the Olympics to go the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah, that's the one sport that a lot of people kind of seem, at least in this part of the country, even kind of torn on. I'm looking forward to watch it. I would have preferred if some of the superstars were there, but I will watch it kind of regardless of who's representing their country. Let's get to the PGA Championship, though, Richard. It takes place next week from Springfield, New Jersey. The last time this course held a PGA Championship was back in 2005 when Phil Mickelson won it. Do you have a favorite heading into this tournament, or do you have to wait and see a couple practice rounds or maybe the first two rounds before you want to comment on that?
Well, I think everyone can appreciate it. No one has that crystal ball to find out who's going to win, because it's just, you know, there's so many, you know, the parity on the PGA Tour is so tight. But I believe what you can say is a big hitter. Baltusrol's a big golf course. Prior to when it was last played there in 2005, John Daly was the only person to have hit the 17th green in two. I mean, that's how, and I think there will be, you know, the big hitters will be able to hit it given how far the golf ball goes with his equipment. But I think it will be a long hitter. So, you know, hook, you can move towards the Jason Days, the Dustin Johnsons and the Phil Mickelsons. I think you can really categorize that the winner is going to be in that long ball category.
Richard, how are things at Predator Ridge this season?
They're fantastic. I can't believe how many people from Edmonton are here right
really?
Now. Because, oh gosh, I'm bumping into them all the time, and we're trying to get as many Albertans to come out here and at least buy a summer place out here before they relocate and get into the great weather out in the Okanagan.
Richard, I appreciate your time. Thanks for this. Enjoy the PGA Championship this weekend. Enjoy golf in Rio. Hopefully Canada brings home a gold.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Richard Zolkol.